Right, so now I've been joined in the studio by Joseph Jay, who's arranging, playing in and promoting a one-off event billed as the Strange and Curious Evening this coming Saturday, the 30th of May. It's all happening at All Saints Church, East Horndon, and a member of one of the bands appearing, Darren, from the Gruesome Death Band, I just love that name, is also here. So first off, welcome both of you to Phoenix FM. Now, come on, tell us what it's all about, Joseph.
Good morning. Well,
good morning.
Darren and I go cycling quite a bit, and a couple of years ago we came across this church, which is tucked away just near the halfway house, and it's a beautiful building dating back to earlier than the 15th century. It's got a wonderful history if anybody cares to read it, and Darren, I think, had this crazy idea and said, wouldn't it be good to put a gig on here? So there we are. We've arranged it with the Church Conservation Society, who have been very helpful, and we have this wonderful evening, which is going to be strange and curious, set up starting at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening.
So really, when you decided to do this, it was virtually sort of off the top of your head. It was just, you haven't done anything like this before, have you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a musician, and I've been playing, but I've done quite a few gigs in Brentwood. In fact, organised a few events at the Essex Arms and also Brentwood Theatre. Mm-hmm. But this is the first one which is involved. It's been more involved and more complicated because we're dealing with this now deconsecrated church, but of course it's still a consecrated graveyard, I think. Mm. So it's still, whilst it's kind of semi-derelict, it's still very much a heritage area, and it has to be treated as such, and that's why it's so wonderful to be able to organise something
great
there.
So do you think you'll be doing anything like this again?
Ask me. We'll come back next Thursday.
Right, okay.
And let you know.
All right, let's go back to this particular event. How many bands are involved and who are they all?
We've got five bands playing, and the first band is Mr. Joseph Jay, who's sitting beside me. Then we've got a band called the Daisy Bowlers, which is kind of 1920s, 30s, World War II songs on a double bass ukulele. Then we've got a guy called Russell Joslin, who's kind of alt-country, Americana. And then we have a band called Zabo. How would you describe Zabo?
Zabo, I used to play with Zabo in my former life as JJ Zabo.
Really?
And they, my friend of mine is a fantastic songwriter, and we had a band going. He moved to Brighton, and he kept the name Zabo.
Right.
So, hence, to avoid confusion on this occasion, I'm Joseph J rather than JJ Zabo. But
right,
folks, don't try and remember all this. So Andy is he's a fabulous songwriter. Again, it's all original music, quite unusual, just different.
Well, I read somewhere that that they have a very unique blend of instruments that they play, including car horns.
Andy's quite off the wall in some respects. He's got car horns, and he usually decorates his set with Victoriana and bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So I haven't actually seen him play with his banjo player for some time, so I'm actually looking forward myself to seeing what he's up to these days.
Now, he's gone down to Brighton, as you said, but are the rest of you all local?
No, they're from all over the place, really. Russell's from London.
Daisy Bowlers, South End.
Are they?
And we're local.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the Daisy Bowlers might have actually been here. I have a feeling they might.
Possibly. It's three, two women and a man.
Well, I didn't meet them, but
right.
I just seem to recall the name. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, now I kind of think of it, I think they might have been the people that came here. I was going to be following this show, and one of them drove off with all my gear for the show.
Yeah, you
had to come back.
Yeah, the Daisy Bowlers, ladies and gents.
They just picked up the briefcases. They thought, I think it's them.
Ladies and gents, when you come on Saturday, please be aware that when the Daisy Bowlers are on, look after your possessions.
It was all very. I mean, they drove back and brought it back. We had to ring them and say, "Hey, you've taken all my program away." Yeah. Right. So what about? You've got quite a range of different bands and music.
The final band is the Gruesome Death Band.
What sort of music do you play?
The Gruesome Death Band started out
very grave music.
Actually, it's not really. It's kind of quite fun. It started out life as this kind of gypsy folk band, but then kind of went around the houses geographically and kind of ended up incorporating a bit of Ennio Morricone and Tom Waits. So it's kind of this mishmash of strange. It's really a kind of off the wall, strange kind of folky band, really.
But it's quite musical. I mean, it's not weird.
No.
It's not weird. I mean, it's all good tunes.
Yes.
So lyrically, it's strange. Darren's lyrics, not mine. I play double bass in the Gruesome Death.
So you're on the stage doing umpteen things all the time.
Yeah, and probably sweeping up on Sunday morning as well.
That's tremendous. So how long have the various bands been together? Or is that all over the place?
I've been together. Well, solo acts.
Well, you say you're together.
Yeah. Well, you can go with
the,
that.
The Gruesome Death Band have been together a couple of years now. So we didn't play for a while. And then we got together again at the start of the year because a friend of ours asked us to play a private function that they were doing. And we rehearsed again and played that, and the reaction was so good that we wanted to do some more. So we've been trying.
Where did you get the name from?
It was just fun, really. It was just a kind of laugh because we got together because a friend of mine was directing a play at Brentwood Theatre and it had some music in it. So they wanted a band to kind of play along, and we ended up rewriting the songs and just playing along. And the kind of theme of the show was kind of witches and witchcraft and that. Yeah. So we ended up being the Gruesome Death Band just because it kind of fitted with that. Originally, it was going to be the Death Band or something like that, but then I suggested it to a friend of mine, Louise Byrne, who came up with the name the Gruesome Death Band because she said the Death Band was rubbish. So
and a bit nasty, actually.
Yeah. So the Gruesome.
Sorry,
Death
what was nasty?
Well, the just Death Band sounds a bit. Doesn't really sound that nice, does it?
No, so you think the Gruesome Death sounds better?
No,
don't ask Joe.
I agree with him entirely.
Yeah. No, it was fun more than anything. It's a fun name, and it throws people off the scent. Really, what we do, we get people following us who think we're a death metal band or something. Yeah. We're not. We're just a bunch of blokes with accordions and ukuleles. So it's kind of that. Kind of makes me laugh.
Do you write your own material?
Yeah, entirely.
Now, how do you do? Do you write the words first, or do you write the melody, or how do you do it?
Personally speaking, the words come last. Because they're the most difficult. They're painstaking writing words quite often. So you're just messing about. I don't know about Joe, but you're messing about with the guitar or ukulele or piano, and you come up with a melody. And I personally just record it quickly if I get an idea, then I leave it for a couple of days and come back to it and listen to it. And if I can bear to listen to it again, I'll work on it.
If I knew the secret of how I do it, I'd be able to do more. I find it's hard work. You know what people say. 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. That's absolute for me anyway. It's absolutely true with some writing.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's work.
Yeah,
in a way,
is.
You get a bit of an idea, but to make it into something you think is good is hard. Occasionally, a song will come and you might do it, you know, in 5 minutes, but maybe once I've done that.
With so much music out there, how do you try to ensure that you don't inadvertently copy something that's already there?
You don't, really. You can't. There's
just
no
hope
way
for the
around
best.
It. You just literally hope for the best. And the best melodies are the ones that kind of got this nagging kind of doubt that you think, have I heard that before? Where's that come from? I can't believe I wrote that.
Yeah.
And then you just play it and then hope for the best that no one ever says that. Actually, that sounds an awful lot like...
You say, well, no, I don't think so. I think you must be soundly mistaken.
Yeah.
Wash your ears out.
It does happen, but it just depends what sort of style of music you're writing, really, because, I mean, the Gruesome Death Band isn't really like anything I've ever heard before, so it's...
Now you're starting quite early, aren't you?
Yes.
And you're on... And Joe's, you're on first. Well, you're on all through the
evening. Well, no, I'm taking the first slot. Well, we're starting early because we want to finish about 10. We've got five bands, and we're all, in theory, doing half an hour each. and we'll, you know, we'll have breaks between the acts, obviously, and then we'll have a perhaps a longer break in the middle. So, yeah, it needs to start early because there's a lot a lot of interesting and good music going on, and weather permitting, it'd be a beautiful time for people to be out there because they can nip in and out of the church and be out in the grounds, and if it's a day like today, it'll be absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, we look at the weather forecast here.
Oh, don't! I looked at it.
It's Saturday. Saturday's supposed to be dry and bright with some sunshine.
Lovely.
So there you are. Not too bad.
That sounds
good. What about the tickets then?
Ticket sales are online only at 14media.com/WP. That's the word 14. 14media.com/WP. So they're £12.50 for five bands for the whole evening.
Right.
Bring your own booze and bring something warm to wear because there's no bar or heating.
No, we have
a bar.
We have got a toilet.
Yes. Oh, thank goodness for that. You haven't got to dive out behind the gravestones then.
No, that wouldn't be respectful.
No, that would definitely not. Okay, so this is you can buy them online, but you are restricted with numbers, are you not?
Well, we were. We've only got 100 spaces because the terms of licence in the church. It's only a small church. It's such a beautiful space. So you wouldn't want to fill it up with to the rafters with people. So we're only allowed to sell 100 tickets. So.
Right.
And they're mostly all gone, so there's only a handful left. So
you've got to be quick. So just remind us of all the details, what the evening is called, etc.
Right, it is called a Strange and Curious Evening.
Yeah.
Five bands, two solo acts and three bands. The tickets are available at 14media, so that's 14media, one word, .com/WP, £12.50 each. It's a bargain for five great bands.
Tremendous.
That's only £2 a band plus council tax. So please come along. You'll have a lovely time in this beautiful, beautiful environment.
Yeah, it's not often you get a chance to go in there either. This beautiful.
I didn't realize that it was actually shut.
I thought it was closed.
Yeah,
it's kind of rented out once in a while for weddings and things. Mm. But it's a great chance to come see it.
Well, look, many thanks, guys, for coming in, and good luck with the event, because I think it's going to be a great success. Now, it so happens that we do have a song by your band, the Gruesome Death. So, Darren, why don't you do the honours and introduce it for us now?
Okay, thank you very much. This is the Gruesome Death Band, and Nobody Sings.